Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Orange Slice, the podcast of OSU OKC. I'm Matthew Price. I'm here with Hannah Fogarty, who's a student taking some business classes over in our business department. She's going to tell us some of the things that are happening there this semester and just some of her pathway to OSU OKC and some of the things she wants to do in the future. So, Hannah, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
So, let's see. We actually have some questions. I don't always have a list of questions, but I have some questions here. So, what are some of your future plans that relate to the degree you're seeking at OSU OKC?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I am looking to maintain an associate's here, get an associate's, and then further my education to a bachelor's through the 2+2 program to kind of, you know, see what more I can get out of not just an associate's, but additionally a bachelor's.
Yeah, and they have added some of those 2+2s recently, yes. So to make it easier to transfer into Stillwater. So if you're interested in business type degrees, I don't know if they're only in business, but I know we've added some 2+2s in business.
Yes.
Where you can get your associates here and then take those 2 years to Stillwater, finish up with a 4-year degree after another 2 years.
Yeah.
So something good to look into if you're considering going into business and you're in Oklahoma City, you'd like to attend OSU OKC. Maybe you have a desire to end up at Stillwater eventually. We've tried to smooth that process here in recent months, years, to make a few more of those programs an easier transfer option. So let's see. We're also going to ask, what classes are you taking through the business department? And then what's your eventual degree going to be in?
Yeah, so I am currently taking business communications and fundamentals of marketing right now, both with Professor Cheryl Powers, who has been an absolute joy to take from. She's great. An incredible professor. She's very thorough in her lectures, and then she's just a great ally and a great resource to use. She's always willing to go further past what your expectations are and really just dive into the topic, but also to help you with resumes, just general questions. And if you want to go and chat about a marketing campaign that you liked, she's just been truly fantastic. And I actually get to take another course with her next semester for fundamentals of business. So,
okay, yeah. Terrific. Yeah, that's one of the things we like to kind of say about some of our professors here is a lot of them do want to, you know, they want to know you beyond maybe just clock in, clock out of the class.
They want to
talk to you after. They want to figure out how they can help with your career goals.
Yeah, and I think that it's not necessarily even just the professors that you're taking from. I think that just I'm actually primarily an online student. Mm-hmm. I have a full-time job. And so what I do for fun is school.
Yeah.
I think that just even being able to come one day a week and say that I can get to talk with professors that I'm not even in courses with, but still have my best interests at heart and are willing to go out of their way to help me get to my end goal. That has been just truly like, it's helped me realize that I am capable of so much more. And I will testify that to the end of time.
Well, that's great. And that is, you know, good to know because a lot of our students do either work part-time or full-time.
Yeah.
Take classes online because they're juggling a schedule.
Yeah. I mean, it's scary, right? Like, it's scary to try to commit to something full-time when you're already a full person in something else. So you feel divided as a person. And I think that that's what's so nice about OSU OKC is that everybody is willing to work with a schedule and make a schedule that is applicable to your lifestyle and your needs.
All right. Terrific. All right. I'm going back to the list here. okay. So how do you think your time at OSU OKC will help you achieve your education and career goals?
Oh, so I am currently already working in the field that I am planning to get a degree in. Yes. So I am a marketing manager and I don't know how I got here, but I'm happy to be here. But I realized that there were some kind of fundamentals that I really needed to know to kind of solidify my role and feel that extra confidence in what I already do. But like I said already, I think that not to shine a light on Professor Powers more, but sure, her specifically, she has really helped me see that I am capable of so much more. And even I now plan post associates, post bachelor's to go to grad school, ideally law school. So we'll see.
Okay, terrific. So you talked about this a little bit, but what were some of the factors you considered when you were deciding to come to school here?
Right. Yeah. Well, I think the convenience is mm-hmm. highly, highly up there on my list.
Yeah.
But then also it's a smaller school, right? I think that they look at people as holistic people. They recognize that not everybody's going to be the fresh out of high school first year freshman college student. Mm-hmm. And that we have lives. A lot of us have lives. And regardless of if you attempted college as that freshman college student and it didn't go the way that you would hope to or the way that you thought it would, this gives you that opportunity to try again.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's what a lot of our students are returning.
Yes.
And a lot of them are first gen too. So they, you know, don't always have, their immediate parents or family members examples of like, oh, this is exactly how you do college.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's trickier if you don't have that.
So. And not having guidance is terrifying. I mean, I'm lucky to have the support system that I do, but I can't imagine going into college fresh out of high school with no guidance, let alone right. trying to go back after so long of not being in a, educated system such as high school or middle school or even college.
Yeah. So, and then we do try to have resources here for like the first gen students. We have the SOAR program and there are other programs that we have depending on what your specific needs are to hopefully connect you with people who can help you with that process. So what would you say, or what would you tell someone if they were interested in attending OSU OKC or if they were interested in some of the business classes here?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's just as you just said, there are resources. And this is a place where they encourage the use of those resources. Don't hesitate to utilize something that's meant for you to benefit you. It's a very... How do I say this? It's a place where you can utilize it as a stepping stone for any walk of life. Mm-hmm. So if you are I have somebody that I'm in class with right now, and he has a business. He has his own business already fully developed, but he wants to get those fundamentals, right? So he mm-hmm. has a little bit of a leg up than some of the other people who are just, maybe 19 or 20 years old. He's got a wife and kids and a business. Mm-hmm. And then you have students like me who are, I'm one of those people who I tried college the first time and it did not go the way that I expected. It wasn't what I thought it would be. And I was very naive, as most freshly 18-year-old students are.
Right.
And I think that that's the beauty of this place is that it takes away that identity that you think you're supposed to have. And it says it recognizes that you are an individual no matter of where you're at in your life.
Yeah, whoever you are, wherever you're coming from, if you're wanting an education.
Yes.
We have a lot of programs to meet you where you are and get you. A lot of them are very workforce
specific.
Most of them are very workforce specific to kind of get you into something you can use career-wise. So it's not just not only a degree, but it's a degree that usually ties to showing a facility and something that you can use in a workforce setting.
Yeah, I think a lot of first-time students too, first-time or returning students struggle with what do I want to do? What do mm-hmm. I want to do with my degree? What do I want to study to further where I want to end up in a career?
Right.
And as you said, there's a lot of workforce opportunities, but for business students specifically, I think that it's very possible that a lot of students they've found a perfect entry-level job with a company that they want to work for.
Mm-hmm.
And they know the company like the back of their hand, but what is not necessarily holding them back, but isn't quite giving them the oomph that they need to get to where they want to be is something like a degree.
Right.
And so this is a great place to take knowledge that you already have, experience that you already have, and apply it to an education that can make you well-rounded in your possibly already existing career.
Yeah, it gives you both maybe some pieces that you didn't see in your job that a bigger, wider amount of the information. And then you also can say, well, I do have this associate's degree.
Yes.
And if there are pre-existing qualifications, you now can check that box as well.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, what are some things you've learned that you think would be interesting to share with people?
Yeah, I think that I've learned – how much every professor here wants to talk to you. They want to know about you, regardless if you're a fully online student, partially online student, or a person taking one class. They want to hear from you. They are there to help you, and I will advocate for that to the end of time. And then also, the tutoring center here is a delight. They have been fantastic in helping me. I was scared to ask for help for so long because it's scary to admit that you need help. Nobody wants to say, hey, I think I forgot how to write, or hey, I think I forgot the English language as a whole. Like, that's that's scary, but I think, you know, there's just resources out there, and I wish that I could shout that from the rooftops, and I'm like, hey, you can do it. It's going to be okay. So
yeah, absolutely. Writing Center, SSOC, we've got places that if you're like, I don't really remember how to do this, or I'm not totally comfortable with this assignment, they are excited to help you. They can't wait to.
Yes, and they are the most selfless people that I've met in the tutoring center. I wish that I could carry them around in my pocket with me all the time as a voice of reason for some of the things I say and do. So,
all right, terrific. Well, I think we've hit most of the things we were thinking about talking about. Was there anything you wanted to add here as we come to the close?
Yeah, go Pokes.
All right, there you go. That's always a good close. Well, thanks to Hannah Fogarty for being on this episode of Orange Slice. We're hoping, as we go into the next season, we're going to be reaching out to some more students to appear on the show. So if you want to be on the show, feel free to email us at our okc.news@okstate.edu address, because we will be looking for students to appear. But in the meantime, we will come back in 2 weeks with our season finale with Danny Ellard, one of our CFSI students. Until then, thank you for watching.